is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Avoiding a breakup and even an eviction.
Oh.
In today's Datum or Dump'Em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. What's going on? What's going on with you?
I feel like Sarah's going to break up with me, and I need your help.
Okay.
You see the writing on the wall?
What did you do?
To make a long story short, we met a couple years ago, dated. Eventually, I moved in with her.
Okay, so you guys are living together now. All right. What makes you think she wants to break up with you?
Okay, so we were hanging out at this bar the other night, right? And, like, it wasn't just us. It was, like, it was us with our friends and everything. And my buddy Connor asked, like, when we're going to get married.
Okay.
And I said, soon. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we're there yet.
You said soon, but you don't know?
Well, it's not like we've been planning anything. It's not like we've been talking about it. You know, we live together and everything's good. Sarah went kind of quiet after that.
Ooh.
I tried talking to her about it in the ride home, and she said she was fine, you know, no big deal. And all of a sudden, she texted me. She needed to go home to her parents' farm, and she didn't know when she would be back. So
this is sometime after you guys had gone out to the bar. This is like another day.
Right. Okay. So now she's at the farm. Parents have a farm outside the city. And I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, I'm worried she's going to break up with me. And if she does, I'm living in a house that her parents own. We rent from them. Like, I'm pretty screwed, man, if she breaks up with me and decides to kick me out.
Yeah. I mean, I see how that would be a strange living situation for you at the moment.
Would you guys talk to her for me?
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. Would.
So just to be clear, when you talk to this person, like your friend at the bar or whatever, and they asked about you guys getting married or whatever, you said soon and then kind of backtracked a little bit to us. Did you just leave it at soon in person? And then maybe she heard that and is thinking, oh my gosh, wait, what? Like, this is kind of moving faster than I wanted. I mean...
Or she heard the, I don't know if we're there yet, and she's like, wait a second, what?
I mean, I don't even know. I said I didn't know if we were there yet, you know, like, and okay. I thought that's how we feel, you know, because we haven't, like I said, we haven't really discussed it or,
sure.
I don't know.
Okay, so it doesn't really sound like the soon was even part of it then, so never mind. So then my money is on the fact that she heard you saying, not quite sure, you know.
Well, and that's the progression of things. If you guys are in a relationship and you move in together, then potentially you're going to get married at some point in time. And if you're like, I don't know if we're there yet, that might have been a red flag for her.
Yeah, but you don't have to, just because you move in with each other doesn't mean you're there at that moment.
This is true. No, and it does take time. It takes time to get to that level.
It's always a tough deal, though. Like, if you've been dating someone for a while and they're like, when are you guys getting married? You're like,
Everybody asks that about Jackson, like, and I all the time, and I'm like, we're not in a rush.
I don't know, like, how to answer that. You know, like, how would she have answered it? I don't know.
That's where you guys, need to have that conversation. Well, we'll be all glad to get her on the phone and see if we can have you guys have that conversation with us, maybe, and we can sort this out and get her back home.
All right. Sounds good.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
There's a lot of things that we could have people guess on why she's back at the farm. Is it about the wedding marriage thing question?
I just, for a brief moment, I was trying to figure out some type of old McDonald joke, and then it just, I got stopped. My hamster on my own wheel in my brain stopped. Nice. So...
All right, so what
I'm so sorry for that.
Whatever you want to speculate about why she's not home with him, what went down, feel free to
whatever
do that.
You think the reason is, you let us know on Facebook, KX969, X and Instagram, KZKX969. And as usual, gift form is
the best form. It's Datum or Dump'Em.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, we're going to get into the call with Sarah coming up just to get you a recap on what's going on. Justin thinks his girlfriend Sarah is going to break up with him. They've been together for quite a few years now. He moved in with her. Things have been going great, but then a friend of theirs at a party asked, hey, so when are you guys going to get married? And he said, soon. I don't know if we're there yet. And then she got quiet after that, wouldn't talk a whole lot on the ride home. She said she was fine. And then all of a sudden the next day he gets a text message saying, hey, I need to go home to my parents' farm, and I don't know when I'm going to be back. So he is concerned about where she's at, wanted us to call her up and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Sarah.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sarah.
Sarah, hi, it's JP, Coriel, Husker
Nick.
You sound
so confused right off the jump.
Yeah, just kind of an odd number to call you, huh? It's the Kix Morning Show. Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hello, hi.
Buenos dias.
We're calling on behalf of, well, your boyfriend, Justin.
Yep.
He had reached out to us about a situation you guys are in, and he wanted us to see about facilitating a conversation with you and see if we can help in any way.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I joke a lot on this show, but no, this is real.
The dog is stupid enough to call you guys? What?
Okay, so
he's... So why Sarah, do you say that?
Sarah, will you just talk to me?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Will you just talk to me, Sarah? Look, I mean, was it the marriage conversation with Connor? Like, that? I shouldn't have said anything without talking to you. I'm sorry about that. I don't understand.
I mean, that pissed me off, but that nowhere near as bad as what you did with my friend Jennifer.
Oh.
Who is Jennifer? What is going on? Spill it all. Spill the tea.
Who's Jennifer?
You may not know her, but she sure as hell knows you.
Wait, why?
Yeah, I don't.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know a Jennifer. I don't.
Sick of
she works at Laurel.
Okay.
You ordered flowers from there, Justin. For someone named Amber?
Justin, do you know who this Amber might be?
I can explain.
Okay, well, then do that.
What the card said, Justin.
What?
What is going on?
Do you know this floral lady then? Do you know her? Like the floral lady? Are you guys like homies or something?
Is Jennifer your friend at Floral? Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah, she's a friend. But let me just tell you this, Justin. I will be home Monday. You have until then to get your shit and get out. If you up anything in there, I will kick your ass.
Okay.
Oh, this is not going well.
Justin, Sarah hung up.
I'm surprised you're not doing the deny till you die thing. I feel like that's like a lot of a lot of.
Hey man, dudes. She caught me in the act, man. Wait, man.
You're just taking it lying down.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm glad you are.
So you legit
bozo?
Got hold of a floral place and sent flowers to a girl that's not your live-in girlfriend.
It was just, I mean, it wasn't like expensive flowers or anything, but
God.
I mean,
it's not like I spent a lot of money on it.
The one location that I go to, it just happens to have a friend.
Now you just made your situation way worse because now you've got to find a new place to live.
I hope you guys can figure this out on your own on the side.
Yeah,
I don't know necessarily that I'm saying you and Sarah will be right as rain and fine, but she may give you extra time to get out at least.
Nah, she needs. Yeah, she's. I can hear it.
Well, yeah. I mean, sorry, this did not work out in the way that you thought it was. But then again, you sort of made your bed and now you're lying in it. So we wish you the best, and maybe you might be able to work something out with Sarah, living arrangement wise. I don't know.
Otherwise, that's good luck finding a new place to live. Yeah.
Feeling gracious,
right,
you
well,
done
thanks.
Got
thanks
caught.
For, thanks for trying.
I'd say good luck, but yeah.
Have fun buying flowers for Amber.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show,
bye.
Justin. The amount of popcorn eating emojis I just got. John Stewart eating popcorn. Michael Jackson eating popcorn.
Nice.
I like the John Stewart one.
That's a good
just
one.
Just because I kind of have a crush on
it's
John Stewart.
Well, there you go. Don't tell your boyfriend. You might get evicted.
No, he knows.
Well, we're here for it, whatever it may be, with Datum or Dump Him. You can reach out Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. Your life spills out onto the radio. We're just here
and we try to clean up the mess, although sometimes you just kind of rub it into the carpet.
Right. Yeah. And unfortunately for Justin, that mess will not get cleaned up by us. He's going to have to do that on his own with Datum or Dump Him every Tuesday and Thursday.